The Fellowship of Christian Athletes welcomes you to Sharing the Victory. Today, host Ron Brown visits with the head basketball coach of the Washington Huskies, Lorenzo Romar.
Not everyone is behind the pulpit. Not everyone is in full-time ministry in terms of your occupation. But God does call us all to be in full-time ministry regardless of where we are.
And the head women's basketball coach at Boston College, Sylvia Crawley.
My whole goal is to make sure that these players understand who they are and understand whose they are, that they're children of God.
We'll also hear from FCA President Les Steckel.
I learned at an FCA camp many years ago, values are caught, not taught.
It's time to get today's program underway. Here's the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown.
One of the most respected coaches in college basketball is with us here on Sharing the Victory. He's the head basketball coach at the University of Washington, Lorenzo Romar. Coach, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Coach, you have done an outstanding job at the University of Washington. There's no question your background, outstanding basketball player. You had a stint with Athletes in Action, which is often something that I like to highlight because for a guy who had NBA caliber like you to have spent some time doing that, it says something about your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, that it's bigger than just basketball. Could you share with us a little bit about what Jesus Christ has meant in your life and why you would want to extend ministry through the game of basketball rather than just playing for the dollars and all those other kinds of things?
Well, I'll tell you, the Lord set it up that way in that if I knew for sure I would have continued to have an NBA career, I would have done that and not played for Athletes in Action. But at this point, after about 5 years, I wasn't exactly sure. I was invited to come back and play for the Indiana Pacers, but they wouldn't guarantee that I'd be there. Well, I had been a Christian for about a year at that point, and I felt like, you know what, I'm not sure what the Lord has in store in terms of the NBA, but this is a great, great opportunity to share my faith. And I got to totally be honest with you in that I did not want to spend another year out of the league and not have any income coming in. I didn't know what was going to happen, and I thought this would be more of a sure thing. Although it was a small salary, it was something at the time, but it allowed me to go out and share my faith in mass and using the game of basketball, which was something I was excited to do. I quickly learned, as much as I was excited to tell everybody about the Lord when I first became a Christian, not everyone wanted to hear. They didn't share my excitement. Mm-hmm. And this gave me an opportunity to just talk to thousands and thousands of people while they're sitting in the stands and we're out there with that mic telling them about the gospel.
You know, Lorenzo, when you do that, do you get much of a response? I know you're dealing with masses. You're doing it usually at halftime of a basketball game, and then the second half you're playing. But at the end of the game, is there anyone that comes up to you? Have you had any stories where somebody was deeply impacted by what you shared at halftime?
Well, there was a kid that came down, found his way in our locker room after a game in Wisconsin at Marquette University, and he just said he had been on drugs, and what he heard was something he needed. He needed to change his life, and we were in the shower. We got out of the shower, put the towels around us, and prayed right there with
wow.
the guy, and led him to the Lord. There were situations like that happened, and there's no doubt in my mind, one day in heaven, we'll see people that are there as a result of that ministry.
You know, we're talking to Lorenzo Romar, head basketball coach at the University of Washington. Lorenzo, it reminds me of the differing opinions of the definition of success in the culture. And this is even true, I think, for Christians. There are many of us believers who are taking man's paradigm of success versus God's. And we go to church and we do our Bible studies, but when we get in the world of sports and the other endeavors that we're in, we tend to look at it man-centered. Could you talk to us a little bit about your definition of success as you have been impacted by Scripture, the Holy Spirit, and your walk with the Lord?
Well, you know, one of the things I learned with me and with Athletes in Action, which is an athletic ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, is our whole purpose is to know God and make Him known. And my favorite verse in the Bible is in Jeremiah, where it talks about, do not let the rich boast in their riches, or the strong boast in their strength, or the wise boast in their wisdom. But if anyone would boast, if anyone wants to boast, let them boast in the fact that they know and understand me. And that would be success. that you know God, and you're telling others about him. If you're doing that, I think you're successful in God's eyes.
Well, what you're saying, Lorenzo, is that you can't come up with your own definition. I mean,
No. We
can't. There is a final say on how we're to live, and that, you just pointed out, is God, and it's through his word. Lorenzo, I've had people tell me, I want to hear the audible voice of God. And what I'm starting to tell them is this: look, open your Bible, read it out loud, and you've heard the audible voice of God.
No, that's a great, great point. I think in Hebrews, it opens up, the book opens up, it's talking about many years ago the Lord spoke through prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us.
Mm-hmm.
By his Son, he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Christ's words are in the Bible for us, recorded, and I totally agree with you. God has spoken, and everything that we need to know, that he wants us to know, is right there in the Word.
Hmm. How about you personally, Coach? I mean, because, and I know you know this as a coach, whatever you put in is eventually going to show up. I mean, these players aren't doing things by accident.
Right.
It's on purpose.
Yes.
And what do you do on purpose to fuel your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ so that you're a living witness through the parable of college basketball?
Well, I think that is the number one component to having an impact, I think, on our young people, in that more is caught than taught. We've got to live it. It doesn't matter what we say. And I have to make sure that I am fueled personally, number one, just so that the Lord and I are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the overflow of that is that if you are walking with the Lord and spending time in your word and in prayer and fellowship, then that the overflow would hopefully be salt to those,
mm-hmm.
to those that don't even realize that they're thirsty for the word, don't even realize they're looking for something, maybe they could be seen in the life that you lead.
Well, Lorenzo, I tell you what, you've been a great example. You're well known across America, not only for your basketball coaching ability, but because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your strong stands, your preaching, your knowledge of Scripture, and most importantly, just the doing of the word through the game of basketball. And we just want to commend you here at Sharing the Victory for all you've done. We want to pray for you that you continue to be a stalwart for the Lord Jesus in a public role at a public institution, which is not always an easy task. But we love who you are, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Thank you so much, and don't stop praying.
Okay. That's Lorenzo Romar, the head basketball coach at the University of Washington, with us here on Sharing the Victory. Lorenzo had much more to say during our interview, and you can catch the entire conversation on our website. That's sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Listen Now. It's springtime, and that also means FCA is gearing up for a great season of FCA camps. When Sharing the Victory returns, we'll tell you how you can get plugged into the FCA camp ministry.
His goal?
To break the 100 freestyle.
Our goal? To keep him afloat. While he concentrates on his kicks, we concentrate on his character. By helping him live a life of faith,
and that's a new record,
he is sure to keep afloat. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Sharing the Victory rolls on, and I'm your host, Ron Brown. It's time for FCA Across America, and this week we're talking about FCA camps. This summer, there will be hundreds of FCA camps all across the country and even around the world. Our FCA president, Les Steckel, says he got hooked on FCA when he attended an FCA camp back in 1972. Coach Steckel recently spoke at an FCA banquet in Nashville. Let's listen as he shares the impact FCA is having on athletes and coaches.
Let me just tell you quickly about FCA and its purpose.
Our goal is to reach athletes and coaches for Christ and help them grow spiritually, putting special emphasis on their involvement in their local church. As I tell audiences across the country, where is there a better place to combine the world of sports and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ than the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? What a tremendous opportunity we have as a ministry to impact young people, coaches and athletes, and communities and campuses. I think about being a coach for 32 years, and I always told myself before I went on the practice field every day that the players, just like young people, just like adults, were all screaming out for three things: attention, affirmation, and affection. And today's youth is not receiving those three A's. I learned at an FCA camp many years ago, values are caught, not taught. And I know it's exciting to be a coach, to be involved with FCA, right where you find yourself in your home, your community, to model the master coach, Jesus Christ. 3 years ago, when God called me to this position, we had 109 camps across this country. And I'm pleased to tell you that we had 266 this year, with close to 50,000 athletes and coaches attending. That's simply a confirmation that God's hand is on this ministry. If someone said to you, would you like to change a young person's life for eternity, a young boy or a young girl, but it would cost $350, what would your answer be? Better yet, if you'd like to change two, one young boy and one young girl's life for eternity. What a tremendous investment into the lives of those people.
As you were listening to FCA President Les Steckel, maybe you're beginning to think how God might use you in the FCA camp ministry. Perhaps he's calling you to attend a camp, or maybe there's someone you know that needs to attend a camp. Could it be that you sense God would have you pay for someone to attend a camp that would change their life for eternity? Let me encourage you to get our FCA Camp magazine. It'll give you all the information about FCA camps in 2009. Contact us right now, and we'll send you a free copy of the Camp magazine. And just for fun, if you contact us right now, we'll put your name in the hat and draw a winner to receive the new FCA Camp polo shirt and baseball cap. Call us on our toll-free line, 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Or you can send us an email at stvradio@fca.org. Again, that's stvradio@fca.org. Just give us your name, address, and phone number, and we'll send you a free copy of the FCA Camp magazine. Plus, we'll put your name in the drawing for an opportunity to win the new FCA Camp polo shirt and baseball cap. Coming up next, you'll hear from Sylvia Crawley, head women's basketball coach at Boston College. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, the national weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at fca.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at fca.org. That's fca.org.
Hi, Ron Brown back with you on Sharing the Victory. I recently had the opportunity to talk to Sylvia Crawley. Sylvia is in her first year as head women's basketball coach at Boston College. In her college playing days, she won a national championship at North Carolina back in 1994. We pick up the interview with Coach Crawley talking about what it looks like to coach biblically.
coaching for me is ministry. And every single day, my role as a coach is different. It's a different type of ministry. Sometimes that just means hugging a player after the game when she missed the last shot, you know? Or, I mean, it's countless things. We laugh as a staff because we never know what it's going to be from day to day. But, I seek God for every decision concerning this team. And so, I don't make a decision without him. And so with him, you know, I can't fail. And it puts everything into perspective, you know. If we lose a game, then, you know, I kind of have a mindset of, you know, everything happens for a reason. We can't see it right now, but this is going to make us a better team. And so I really, really search to find a lesson in that loss. And if we could find a lesson and learn from it, then that loss to me was worth it. You know, and so I try to set an example for my players because some of them don't know God. Some of them do, you know, and for some of them, the only God that they'll ever encounter is the God they see in me. And so before every game, we get together, we hold hands, we pray, and my prayer is different for every game. It's not just a set standard prayer that I say every game. It varies from day to day, and it depends on what we need, whether we need perseverance, strength, unity, whatever that may be. And then we all kind of close up with the Lord's Prayer. And we do team Bible studies on Sunday nights, and I've gone through the Lord's Prayer and what each line means so that my players aren't just chanting something that they just are used to chanting before every game. They understand what each line means so that when they're praying that, they're really, really calling out to God. It's a very unique situation just because my whole reason for coaching is different from most coaches. You know, my whole goal is to make sure that these players understand who they are and understand whose they are, you know, that they're children of God. And if they can discover that, then my whole mission as a coach, I've done my job.
Sylvia, as I listened to that, and you said coaching is a ministry, I wondered a little bit about women in their early 20s and what they're going through at the college level. Are there specific trends and patterns that you see? Because I'm assuming not all of your kids are saved. There's got to be some non-believers there as well. And so as you look at both your Christian and your non-Christian athletes, what are you seeing about their lives that you know that you can impact immediately based on where they're at?
Oh, I see that there's a lot of, not just on my team, but on different teams that we compete against, there's a lot of young people just struggling with their identity. They don't know who they are. And so in today's world, and I have the great opportunity, I've been blessed to play in a WNBA and for national teams to compete for our country. And there's a lot of forces out there. There's so much peer pressure and drugs and alcohol and homosexuality. And there's a lot of, you know, if you don't know who you are, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And so I see our players every day that kind of struggle with their self-esteem and they struggle with their identity. You know, we have a player who's lost both of her parents and last year lost her grandparents. You know, the team is her family. You know, she's going through a lot there. I had a player this year who she's very, very close to a teacher at her old school, and her teacher had a child who just a couple of weeks ago, that child didn't wake up in the morning. She went to wake her up to get her dressed, and the baby never woke up. And so my player was just distraught in practice. You know, she couldn't remember anything, and I pulled her to the side, and I said, "Are you okay?" And she just broke down and started crying right there on my shoulder. And I just hugged her. I didn't know what was going on, and when she gathered herself, you know, later she told a teammate, and the teammate called me and said, "Coach, she's really close to her teacher, and the teacher's baby didn't wake up this morning." So we kind of had a prayer, you know, and we just thank God for giving us life and waking us up in the morning and pray that God would just comfort that family and comfort her. And so every single day, you know, when I say coaching is ministry, every day is something else, you know, and I have 13 kids here. And I'm trying, and they're away from home, they're away from their parents, you know, and there's no one there to wake them up and just make them go to class, you know, so I have to make sure that they are equipped for life. And it's challenging because in the process, I've got to win some ball games. That's my job.
Well, Sylvia, I tell you, I want to thank you for your commitment to Christ. And in the midst of that, God is in sovereign control of your seasons and wins and losses. I do believe that God counts the hairs of our head, and that means that he cares about every single game and your win-loss record, and we don't have to put a lot of emphasis on that. I just love the heart that you have in terms of coaching being a ministry there on that Boston College basketball team for those young ladies. And so I want to commend you to keep serving the Lord that way, and thanks for being with us today here on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Coach Brown.
Don't forget to go to our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can listen to past programs and interviews and subscribe to receive the free podcast. Check it out at sharingthevictoryradio.com. FCA President Les Steckel is coming up next with Coach's Corner, so keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
When it comes to your sport, you can compete with
heart.
You can compete with
soul.
You can play
inside out.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches who want to reach their full potential. Call 866-269-2267. That's 866-269-2267, or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, we'll talk to Clark Kellogg, the top college basketball analyst for CBS Sports. And former North Carolina State basketball player Alvin Battle talks about his team's improbable national championship run in 1983. Plus, we'll hear about the FCA lacrosse ministry. Join us this next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown back with you on Sharing the Victory. And speaking of sharing, you know, I recently had the opportunity to read in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Mark where Jesus fed 5,000 people with a small amount of food. And it's just interesting because the people on Jesus' heart were needy. They were without food, and Jesus, the scripture says, had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And it's interesting to me that the doubters in the whole equation were the disciples who were trying to convince Jesus that, hey, there's no way we can feed all these people, Jesus, with a little bit of food that we got. And of course, they forgot that Jesus is God. I mean, he could produce anything, and he can fulfill our need. I think what we've failed to realize is because he is God, you don't need to have any more than you have. And so the small amount of food that they had was enough with God, with Jesus. And it's a stewardship issue. What God has called us to do is not to keep begging for more, but to use what we have to maximize the opportunity that we have in front of us. And God can do miracles with what we got. Do you know that? He can take a little bit and stretch it out forever. Some of you coaches or athletes out there may think, I don't have enough to get it done. How can we beat this team? Look at all the studs they got. Man, we don't measure up. I'm telling you, because he is God, you don't need any more than you have. Whatever God has given you is enough to get the job done brilliantly. Maximize what you have. Give it to Jesus. Let him break it up before the Lord God and pass it back to you and distribute it to those around you. And watch God do miracles in his way, in his time, with his definition. Up next, our head coach and FCA president, Les Steckel.
There's no denying it. The past 6 months especially have been unlike any other time in America since the Great Depression. Unemployment has risen to 9%, the highest level in a long time. 1 in 10 mortgages is in default or already foreclosed. The projections for economic recovery in the near future are grim, and anxiety is gripping most of our nation. Sometimes it takes an effort to remain really positive in the light of all this. But then as a follower of Jesus Christ, you and I know that he is still in total control of all that is happening around us. You and I can and should take great comfort in that fact. Recently, one of our employees at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes told me about a speech that he heard at a leadership seminar. The speaker was the noted financial advisor, James Smith. Mr. Smith told his audience that, yes, our economy was faltering. There are many prophets of doom out there today. But Smith said, when you are faced with a negative, place a cross over the negative and see what it becomes. Why don't you do that with me right now? In your mind, place a big minus sign on a piece of paper. You've got it, right? A big old black dash, a big minus sign. Now, again in your mind, right over or on top of that minus sign, put a large cross. Have you done that? Can you see in your mind what you've now written? By placing a cross over that minus sign, you now have a plus sign. You now have the universal sign of a positive. The cross, what a great symbol. God knew what he was doing. I think you know where James Smith was going with this illustration at that seminar. By putting the cross of Jesus Christ over the biggest, ugliest minus sign in your life, you obliterate the minus and turn it into a positive. Jesus does that every time you turn to him. He can turn your negatives into positives. And he does that whether your own negative is due to the economy, your job, your marriage, your family, your health, or whatever. When faced with adversity or any difficulty, turn your problems over to his loving care. By trusting and obeying him, you will be placing the cross of Christ over your problem, and he will show you his plus sign, the positives you are to learn through your difficulty. You may not instantly have that healing you seek or restore that relationship right away, but God will show you what it means to look at your problems through his perspective. And yes, we may have to wait. Please know waiting on the Lord is a position of strength, not weakness. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, reminding you that putting the cross of Christ over your negatives will always produce positives for your growth with him. God bless you.
The NCAA basketball tournament is heating up, and I know all kinds of folks are excited. I am. And next week, we're going to hear from two guys who know what the Final Four is all about. Clark Kellogg, CBS basketball analyst who will call the Final Four games, will be with us. And Alvin Battle, who won a national championship with North Carolina State back in 1983, will join us. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ. And remember, because he is God, you don't need any more than you have.
This summer promises to be the best year ever for FCA camps. Contact us and we'll send you a free copy of the FCA Camp magazine, filled with all the details you need to know about FCA camps. You can also call us toll-free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Or you can send us a message at our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. That's sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Contact Us. Be sure to leave us your name, mailing address, and phone number, and we'll send you the free FCA Camp magazine. Plus, we'll put your name in a drawing to win the FCA Camp polo shirt and baseball cap. We hope you enjoyed Sharing the Victory today, and make plans to join us next week. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.